Can you tell us about this new and exciting fundraising campaign?
Absolutely. So we're hoping to get up to $500,000 over the next 2 years. And Jean-Claude Maillet, the president of the board, has been thinking about how we're going to financially be sustainable over, you know, it's been a couple of months, if not a couple of years, that the board has been thinking, how do we think forward? So this has been a while in coming, but I'm really excited that it's finally come to fruition. And we're really excited that there are now two co-chairs. So there's Susan Pepler, who probably everybody knows for her beautiful big floral paintings, and Yves Desjardins Siciliano, who is now the CEO of Siemens Mobility.
Very cool. How did you pick these two people?
I didn't pick them personally. Jean-Claude did. He chose Susan. I mean, he chose them for many reasons, but I think primarily Susan is fantastic for her marketing. She's very much a people person. You can see her on Facebook. She's always on Facebook, Instagram. I can't even name all the social media platforms that she posts on. And she's just very good at getting people's interest. And she's just very approachable as a person and as an artist. Yves is very much a forward thinker. A visionary. I haven't met him, but I've read up on him a lot. And he's been, among other things, he's been congratulated for kind of modernizing Via Rail, because he was the CEO and president of Via Rail before. And it's funny because I mentioned Via Rail because I used to take the train back and forward from Montreal to Toronto to get my diploma to go study there. And I remember being on the train and reading all the magazines and thinking, wow, it's quite a pleasant experience. So maybe he was behind that. Who knows? But Yves is very much, as I say, a forward thinker. And I think he was chosen because he's just really good at thinking, how can we turn this company and make it into something that people are proud of? We're already proud of it, but I mean, how can we make the company or the establishment even better? So I think those are primarily why Jean-Claude chose those two.
Very good choices. So with your aim to raise $500,000 over 2 years, what exactly will you use the money for?
Well, a plethora of things. That's primarily why we want to make every donation count, is that every donation can be made with a specific goal in mind. So for instance, if you want to give money towards costumes for a play, that's definitely an option. If you want to give money to operations to just help the theater keep its doors open. If you want to have a specific project in mind and you want to have money go towards that, anything really is up for grabs, really. It's the idea is that people can give, you know, a $20 donation counts as much as a $200,000 donation. The point is that every donation counts, and that you could actually just call us up and say, I'm ready to donate, but I really want this to go towards a specific play, you know, with that kind of idea in mind.
I like that idea of you get to choose where your money goes, mm-hmm, and something absolutely that you like, I guess. So when does this fundraiser begin, and how can people donate?
Technically, it's already launched. It's already been launched, but we're still in the process of talking to journalists, getting, you know, our social media platforms updated. The website is the most important way to donate. It's going to be revamped in the coming months. I'm working on that right now, which is a big project. But there is the donate button is still there. It's quite simple. And the job, among other jobs of Susan and of Yves, is to help make the donate page even more accessible and user-friendly and basically just easy to use. So that's primarily what we're hoping for.
Amazing. Does this fundraiser have a name?
It's called 2021 and Looking Beyond. So that's basically the idea, is that, you know, we're launching this for 2021, but we're also thinking of 2031, 2041. Like, you know, that's what the board is there for, among other things. They're there to make sure that sustainability is always there and that we're always thinking forward and we're always thinking of what can lie ahead, like a pandemic. 2020 has thrown us, like everyone else, many curveballs, but we're dodging them as best we can. That's where we're at right now. And we just cross our fingers for 2021. One that we can have a full season and get back on our feet, so to speak.
Well, so do I. I wish you luck with your fundraising campaign.
Thank you.